Before these data, some life expectancy information was available separated into zip codes, but those data were not available for every zip code. These new numbers are by census tract, a geographic area with roughly 4,000 people. Lynn Todman is the director for population health at Lakeland Healthcare. She says the data show the impact of environmental factors on health.
I think now healthcare providers understand that creating health is fundamentally about community development. It is about housing. It is about food access. It's about education. It's about law enforcement.
Todman says up to 75% of health outcomes come from those factors. Health officer for the Berrien County Health Department, Nikki Britton, says having these data help them show people the way they live may not be the same as their neighbors.
If you're living in one of those communities with high life expectancy, sometimes you tend to assume that everybody else in neighboring communities are experiencing that same thing.
If you're interested in learning more about life expectancy disparities, Lakeland Health is hosting a talk by Dr. David Ansel on the subject on Thursday at Lake Michigan College. You can also learn more at our website, wvpe.org. I'm Jennifer Weingart, WVPE News.